We're a real, like, kind of sitcom couple of podcasters. Like, you know, Coop stays up really late, but Ollie gets up really early. How are those guys gonna do it?
Turns out they do it mostly on the weekends.
Yeah, absolutely. In any case, hello, Terry, and eventually everyone else. We're back. We're gonna do the Spider-Man video game remix.
Indeedy-do, and it's gonna be a hoot. I have some privied information to Coop's idea, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about what Ollie's going to say, so I'm going to go first and really just build up the suspense for myself. I think it's my turn to go first.
Yeah, I believe it is.
We're not going to do all the promotion and stuff. You already back us on Patreon. Like, you know, hey, give our podcast a shout to some others if you really want. But, like, you know, it's okay. Do what you want. You're our number one guy. So, this one's for you, Terry, but everyone else, we hope you go back into the archives and listen to these also. So, my idea for... I'm not going to overhaul the game. I mean, like, I think the main episode pretty much sold it. Like, we really like that game. There's very little about it that, you know, I mean, other than a few stray details, there's very little about it that we would really mess with. And, you know, it's not that those details aren't worth talking about. We kind of talked about them already. So, I want to add a side quest, and this might not necessarily, like, you know, maybe if I'm remaking the world, this would be packaged into the game from the very start. I asked you about it yesterday, you, Ollie, mostly because I wasn't sure if something like this, like, if there was even a chance this existed in the game already and I didn't find it, I didn't want to, you know, make myself look like a damn fool.
I never saw it.
Yeah, no, okay. So, I want there to be a side quest in which, because... Spider-Man's been at it for a while, right? Like, he's a big name. Everyone in the city knows about this spider guy because it's New York City. It's a big deal. There's lots of money and, you know, powerful people everywhere. Super villains are drawn to this sort of place. There's a superhero there to try to sort them out. And, you know, the day-to-day citizens seem to have made peace with this. So now that that's, you know, normal, it makes sense that people are going to turn to Spider-Man as their muse for inspiration. So I thought, what if people... not knowing exactly what his origins were, decided to put on a musical in order to, you know, like, pay homage to their favorite superhero. And, like, you know, I imagine the guy writing this musical is like, what if real Spider-Man comes and he's in the audience? He won't be in disguise. Nobody will even know. Because this guy, he's like one of the few. He just moved to the city, so he doesn't know who Peter Parker is yet. But So you catch wind of this, and at first it's just like, hey, I'm. What if I just dropped on by, and I'd have a bunch of people and actors like looking at me like, hey, it's Spider-Man, you know, like Peter Parker's just like, it could get me some XP if I brighten up somebody's day. But you get there, and you find that this whole operation is a real train wreck disaster. You see where I'm going with this? like, you know, the costumes are weird, the sets don't work, they like made up half the villains, like... You know, something's wrong. Something sinister must be afoot, right? Like, you know, this seems like it might be even created to ridicule or defame Spider-Man. But, like, you know, if you actually talk to, like, the producer or whatever, you could, like, they really mean it. Like, it's a very genuine interest, but, like, for the most part, the danger comes in when all of their machinery is definitely going to start breaking down. So, like, even, like, during the rehearsals, you need to, like, swoop in and save people and, like, do quick time events. And they're like, can't you just be in it? And you're like, I have a job. Sorry. Despite trying your very best, like, Peter Parker can't dissuade these people from continuing to go forward, despite that they definitely don't have... the budget for the situation, but maybe he commiserates with them. Maybe he's like, I just got my funding pulled as well. You know, okay, follow your dream. Just be safe this time, and then they won't. Now, I can't decide if it would be better if there actually is, like, a criminal intent. Like, what if they are trying to get the second lead Spider-Man guy killed? Like, someone behind the scenes has a motive. You know, have you seen... Obviously, I'm, you know, riffing on the musical they did in real life. That was in 2011, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That seems like it was merely yesterday, but it was, in fact, a long-ass time ago.
So long ago.
A small child ago. that happened. And yeah, I think a dude did die. Maybe that was just kind of got exaggerated for the rumors, but people definitely got injured.
No, I believe they tried to put it on multiple times, and each time someone got horribly injured.
Yeah, because they didn't, like, do any of it correctly. And, also, like, the actual story seems like it was going to be a real train wreck, too. Like, any Spider-Man musical, unless they leaned into it being campy and stupid, was going to be unintentionally campy and stupid, which is far worse. Like, you know, like Adam West Batman, I don't like it, but I respect it. They knew what they were doing, but I really don't get the impression that they knew what they were doing with that production. And, like, he got his powers from Arachne, the Greek goddess of spiders, but she also just lives in New York, I guess.
Is that actually the...
No, for real. That happens in the beginning. It's he's giving a book report about Arachne, the goddess of spiders, and then he's, like, in an alley or whatever, you know, and then she, like, comes down and it's, you know, like, awkward special effects and stuff.
Maybe the play is a meta, and it's about someone who doesn't know who Peter Parker is.
Yeah.
Doing that thing. Maybe it's what you're talking about.
No, it could be that they just saw, like, a poster of a Spider-Man movie, you know, because back, you know, 2011, right? Like, that was probably when the first one of those came out. I don't know. It was, like, 2001, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe, though, Andrew Garfield ones were coming out.
Maybe.
I don't know. Did anyone see those? You saw them, right?
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
He was a fun Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
a too cool Peter Parker to be Peter Parker.
Sure. Though. Yeah, yeah. That's what I've heard, is that that guy was just, like, too slick. Like, yeah. It wouldn't... yeah, no, I'm really loyal to the Tobey Maguire ones. You know,
me too, actually.
Forgive us our diversions, but A, we're funny. You come on. You know, I definitely think I already did the joke, but like okay. Have you seen any, like, material from this musical?
God, no, I didn't even know that the beginning of it.
The only real thing that I've watched, and this wasn't even, like, a clip from, like, a stage. This was a clip from, I shit you not, this is amazing. Green Goblin brought the Sinister Six, which includes, like, a couple of real fakos who are not Spider-Man characters. And I'm like, there's, like, 100,000 Spider-Man characters. You did not have to invent anyone for this musical. But, they all go on and do Letterman. And, yeah, they're, like, full costumes. They got, like, they're throwing shit around in the audience, like, and afterward you can tell that he's like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell just happened? You, David Letterman's like, oh, that was Freak Like Me Needs Company from the Spider-Man. Turn off the dark. Take it easy, fellas. Have a good... And he's like, he has no idea what to do. It's very good. Like, watch it if you ever have nothing better to do in that moment. Like, I really, it's not a good song. The Green Goblin guy can't sing. None of them really can. The lizard just looks like he's wearing one of those... Like, the lizard is not a humanoid lizard. Like, you know, might be led to believe from an understanding of the comics. The lizard looks like he's wearing one of those Halloween, like, I'm riding a horse costumes, but it's just a lizard head and bursting out of his chest and, like, the tail. And it's supposed, it is, like, his coat is all ripped up and stuff. Like, it is supposed to be just, he has sprouted a lizard. And I'm like, he's not gonna be able to do any crimes. That's not, like, you can't move that. That's like, when I first saw the Breath of the Wild trailers with the Zora in those, where their head is just shaped like an entire fish. I was like, you can't swim with that. That's not a shape that does anything useful for you. Like, it's angled the wrong way to be fins. I don't know. And now we've gone all the way around the gamut. I just want that musical to be alluded to in some way. Like, just lightly enough that, you know, they won't get fucking sued. But,
no, I think that's...
I don't think the people who put on the musical have any money left to sue anyone else for ridiculing them.
No, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
And I do like the idea of an actual shady organization doing something with it.
Mm-hmm.
In the Batman comics, mm-hmm. The first Robin became Robin because some shifty gangster who I can't remember the name of, but I want to say part of his name was Zuko, which mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. I feel like it's that name's in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he wants to extort the carnival, mm-hmm. so he threatens them, and when they don't pay up, he sabotages their
thing. Starts screwing it all up. So yeah,
everyone falls down and dies. Mm-hmm. And if part of the mission was to acknowledge, oh shit, these guys are getting fucked with, mm-hmm. and trying to keep the mayhem that these gangsters have created from screwing things up so that the troop doesn't even know that they were in danger of wholly dying.
Mm-hmm. Which means you get to do some stealth takedowns.
Exactly. But
inevitably, I think in the final, like, check-in, because I didn't do any of the side quests, I didn't really have a whole ton of time. Like, are they multiple phases, like the main storyline kind of plot threads are, you know?
Typically, like, there's usually, like, a lot shorter, usually mm-hmm. one or two phases. Mm-hmm. there's a recurring side quest where you go and save some college mm-hmm. Friends who got turned by Mr. Negative during that one main mission.
Okay.
And that consists of, hey, here's a picture, this is a location, try and find this location.
I see.
And then fighting people at that location.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess that's where they would elaborate a little more on that dude's powers, but, I'm still sorry. So, yeah, I, like, kind of how I'm envisioning it, if I had to make it like a three acts, is the very first one, you just check in and are like, oh, I'm excited, Spider-Man musical, and then you see that, like, the people running it really don't know what they're doing, and you try to, like, tell them, like, hey, you know, I got some notes for you, like, fix this, and then maybe, like, it could be good, and they're like, all right, Spider-Man, we're gonna do it, and then, like, the second time you check in, they haven't done any of it, and things are even worse, and you're like, you know, no, seriously, maybe you should really stop this, and then the guy's like, oh, you're not the only one who's tried to tell us to stop, like, we got threatening letters or whatever, but then it's like, okay, like, you know, maybe there is, like, some danger going on, but I think, definitely, by the time the show goes on, you need to, like, stop criminals, but also, A, something goes wrong with the actor Spider-Man, and B, something happens that throws you out onto the stage, like, at a dramatic moment, so you need to, like, be the Spider-Man. And I imagine Peter Parker's acting is extremely terrible. Like, he's just is Spider-Man constantly, but the second he's like, oh god, the crowd, they're watching me, I have to be Spider-Man, he would immediately start fucking it up. Like, I want that.
As soon as
he would punch real bad guys on stage, and then it would, you know, the musical would get like 65%, way better than anyone thought it would be. They really turned it around by the end.
Yeah, the final act had a lot of choreographed fight scenes. It was amazing.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Choreography was weird though. Like they were not facing the audience for most of it.
No. I really like this.
When he pulled down the rafters at one point, like that was pretty clearly not supposed to happen.
Yeah, I love this idea. I think mm-hmm. it'd be a lot of fun to participate in this mm-hmm. whole endeavor.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really just envisioning, like, the most cardboard and construction paper-ass skyscraper-like things in the background. Just, like, clearly flat. That's what I wanted. But I'm sure yours has maybe a little more gravitas to it, or maybe even less, and I'm really excited for either one. So, please. Please tell us.
Okay, so I like you said, I also really enjoyed the game and don't want to make any major changes to it. Mm-hmm. I would like to add the Venom suit as just a suit that you can make.
I'm surprised that didn't come up. I was waiting for it, but
I'm imagining it's going to come in the next whenever because mm-hmm. of the post-credit scene or what have you.
Sure,
but still, the fact that you couldn't even like open mm-hmm. unlock it. Considering you can unlock Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You should really get the black suit.
Yeah. And they wouldn't even have to call it, like, you know, oh, Secret Wars symbiote suit. They could just be, like, black suit. People wouldn't know what's up.
Exactly. So, that's just a little thing. That's a side note.
Mm-hmm. bonus remix.
But no, I would like a side mission in which it's Peter Parker going around as Peter Parker instead of mm-hmm. Spider-Man.
Oh, sure.
And,
you just gotta walk, take the train.
I mean, you gotta run and do as much, parkour and swinging as you can without mm-hmm. being noticed as Spider-Man.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And maybe something that takes him back to his photography roots, where it's just like, oh man, I got caught with my pants down. I don't even have my suit. I have one web slinger.
Ah, okay.
I have to figure out a way to, mm-hmm. You know, reconnaissance these guys and figure out what's going on. as far as, like, a bad guy for this, I really wanted just, like, a shitty little gangster who mm-hmm. wants to, like, be with the big boys.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, is trying to get the attention of, like, maybe not one of the guys in the main mm-hmm. game because they're in jail, but someone else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, who is another really big name?
I don't, like, Tombstone is out there. Yeah. But you beat him up, right? And, yeah, and I didn't, but...
I did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just another one of the mm-hmm. big villains, mm-hmm. another named villain, and just this peon.
Mysterio.
Yeah, that could actually be...
like, Mysterio, hire me.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And, actually, yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. So, dude's trying to, you know, become one of the hot shots, get mm-hmm. noticed by one of the bigger villains, such as Mysterio, and he starts doing some chaos around town, and, mm-hmm. like... Mm-hmm. You're not prepared. You were going to, let's say, go mm-hmm. watch the Spider-Man musical.
You got yourself stuck on the ground floor of a building somewhere where you couldn't get to your roof escape.
Exactly. And so someone's, you know, causing them some havoc. Nothing too grandiose. This is just a guy who wants to get noticed. Mm-hmm. So maybe some, like, shitty bombs somewhere to, like, blow up some
yeah.
public property, but nothing that will really kill more than, like, a person if they're really unlucky. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you as a Spider-Man go, well, I need to take care of this because you yeah. could hurt someone. But also, God, I don't have time to go somewhere else and do all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like trying to figure out, how can I do this as Peter Parker?
Yeah.
And the idea is, I'm just gonna follow the guy, stop his explosions, mm-hmm. and take pictures of him,
you know, doing the act,
so I can give them to the police.
Launder it through MJ or whatever, and then you're good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Protect the people from exploding. Get the guy in prison. Mm-hmm.
In the game continuity, he never did work for the paper, right? Like, they make that MJ's gig. He was always, like, I think, work for, like, Norman Osborn or something, and then...
Yeah, I think he was always, like, a college student research assistant.
Yeah.
But he definitely takes photographs. I think at some point, maybe he made mm-hmm. some side money selling his photographs mm-hmm. to people as a freelancer. I don't think he was ever a reporter.
It makes sense that, like... their friend group would, like, get into the hobby at the same time, but, like, MJ was the one who took it, like, different. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just...
That's good. And, yeah, maybe near the end, Spider-Man, you know, follows this guy around, mm-hmm. and the guy gets to, like, a big warehouse, and he's like, all right, maybe I should go in there, see what's going on, mm-hmm. and when he's in there, he finds out that the guy is actually talking to one of the big bads.
Yeah.
Actually talking to Mysterio, and out of mm-hmm. nowhere you get pulled into a fight. Mm-hmm. But before you get in there, you notice a kid on the street with a Spider-Man mask, and you just mm-hmm. swip it off his face and make a kid cry.
Yeah.
But also, you need a mask. Mm-hmm. So you're just in there with this shitty Halloween mask trying to fight Mysterio or someone mm-hmm. and just having a real shit time of it.
Yep.
And, I just really wanted to play as Peter mm-hmm. Parker the entire game, and it never actually happened.
Yeah.
Other than just walking to see Aunt May.
Yeah. You never get to do any, like, Peter Parker action. It's just in Feast that you ever get to take the costume off. Yeah. I get that, like, there's, like, the wrestler costume. There's, like, the super shitty one, which I think is, like, pretty funny. I made a point when I went to the costume party. I was like, I'm wearing that one. That's like, you know, it's just me like, hey, shitty Spider-Man. I love low-effort cosplays. But, I can roll with you on that. Yeah, the mask is a nice touch. And then, coming 2023, the third Spider-Man game in the new continuity, that kid has grown up to, like, oh, I hate you, Spider-Man. I'm going to expose you for the thief you really are. You know, that he'll become the major villain.
Yeah, he started working for J. Jonah Jameson for a while.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. It's like, yeah, he's right. That guy is a menace.
I wanted one of the parts of it to be, like, in a lot of the stealth missions, mm-hmm. you can stealth, mm-hmm. or you can just jump down and start fighting for a while. Mm-hmm. I wanted this one to be more, have to be stealthed, otherwise someone will notice that you're
yeah.
Spider-Man as Peter Parker.
There should just be, like, a safe or danger over yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, God, they tried to be really strict with the stealth in this game, it would not work. Really glad they take it easy. Like, there are stealth games that have that as their whole mechanics, and they can afford to be stricter because that's what you're training the entire time, but, like, you know, not this.
Now, I wanted to definitely feel the same level of convenient stealth, where it's just yeah. like, hey, that guy's safe. I know because I'm just looking at him and it tells me it is.
Yep.
And the same idea, you know, you would be mm-hmm. running around doing some cool parkour for the most part, and when mm-hmm. the time is allotted, swooping up somewhere and just, mm-hmm. you know, doing some Spider-Man-y stuff, and then maybe your safety bar turns orange and you I'm going to jump back down and just be a normal person mm-hmm. real quick.
Or just like if you're climbing up a wall, you got to get onto the fire escape.
Yeah.
And then just start walking up the stairs regular. The patch to the game that introduces this mission would also introduce fire escape physics. Because at the moment, I don't think you can actually just stand on one. No, I think you just grab it. I think it's just a rectangle.
Actually, when you... I'm not sure what... I think you just grab at it when you're standing.
Yeah.
But when you run up it, you... jump from chunk to chunk. Vroom,
vroom, yes, yes,
and
yes.
you, like, swing up it.
Mm-hmm. Vroom, vroom. That happens. But I don't think it's actually, like, you couldn't just walk down the stairs on the fire escape.
No, I definitely don't think you can. Mm-hmm. I think that's just an appearance that they mm-hmm. give it. But yeah, I would like that. I think it would add a little extra fun stealth section. Mm-hmm. I'd want it to be, you know, well-balanced. Mm-hmm. So... you always know when you're in danger, when you're not mm-hmm. able to do the thing you want to do. Yeah. And you also have a lot of quick checkpoints. Just mm-hmm. every time you progress, it's like, someone noticed me. It's all right. I'm just going to rewind for a second and mm-hmm. keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, the checkpointing is very generous throughout the game. Like, a lot of the, like, other people's stealth sections would be intolerable if they started you, like, at the beginning every time.
Exactly.
Real mess. You know... manual saving made it as far as it did in games because it was they had to, but like I don't miss it. I'm fine with an autosave.
So yeah, that's
little sneak preview for our second to next episode. But
true, but yeah, that's basically the gist of what I got. It wasn't anything too spectacular. I just have mm-hmm. To play not as mm-hmm. Spider-Man but as Peter Parker, and that's mm-hmm. what I got. That's mm-hmm. the only thing I was trying to work around is what context would you, mm-hmm. you know, have to do this in. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, dealing with a bottom level goon doing all this stuff makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. What do you think? Do you mm-hmm. think it's a...
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I think, like, you know, just a real petty criminal takes it to, like, you know, as, like, close-ish to the comedy level. It wouldn't probably be appropriate for other, like, it would be, you know... a horror situation, an actual bad guy you expect to, like, pull off serious crimes and stuff. Like, at that point, your better option would just be to go get the damn suit from wherever it is, even if you lose a little time. But for this one, it's like, you know, on the one hand, like, this could be dangerous, but on the other hand, you know, like, probably just I can shoot some pictures to Yuri and then it'll be fine.
Exactly.
And then Yuri's like, who's this number? is it you, Pete? I mean, and then, you know, if you get there, Mysterio would be like, that guy's clearly Peter Parker, but that's not nearly enough of a mystery for me to mess with. Like, I'm here for actual confusing things, not, like, the obvious truth. But,
there was a brief moment during the week where I strongly considered, spinning some sort of, Spider-Man clone saga mission or other, you know,
mm-hmm.
game number two of the Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized...
Ben Reilly.
But then I remembered that the Clone Saga sucks ass and I never want to see it again.
Yeah. Ben Reilly and the Jackal. Remember the Jackal?
No.
Yeah. No, me either. Maybe this dude can call himself the Jackal, but he's just like a real amateur clown.
I remember Ben Reilly, though.
Mm-hmm. So the DLC that actually is coming out, it's like... Hammerhead has got Silver Sable's guns, and they're trying to take over the city. I don't know what a Hammerhead is. Like, this just kind of sounds like some crime stuff is going to happen, you know what I'm saying? Like,
aren't they tech
Hammer is organization? That's just Hammer. I don't know about Hammerhead. Maybe they're affiliated. Like, Hammer's, like, definitely an Iron Man thing. At least it is in the movies. I really don't know Iron Man comics worth a damn.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So, like, never trust taglines. Like, the backs of boxes and backs of books are almost always really terrible. Like, they never really seem like they were written by whoever wrote the actual thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But, on the other hand, it just kind of sounds like it's just going to be, like, fight some criminals, and, like, I have faith in these writers. Like, I think there's probably going to be twists and turns that keep things interesting, but, you know, it just seems, if it were... Like, if there were Mysterio DLC, I would pony up for some Mysterio DLC. But especially if there's even a chance it could be what you've described. But,
I mean, from there on, Mysterio becomes a bad guy and you have to finish him. Like, that's the second half of the mission. The first half of this fuck. Second half is
what
Mysterio's doing. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that's... I don't know. I have no real plan for Mysterio, because like I said, I hadn't actually figured out what enemy it even wanted to be.
No, for sure. Yeah, no. Your bit I like. And it, like, if there's even the remotest chance that they drop the Spider-Man musical DLC, I'm buying that, even if it's a full video game price. I'm going in. Probably not, but, you know.
We could get the Black...
Patreon.com/... Never mind. You understand, Terry.
We could get the Black Cat DLC, see how that's like.
Is that already out? Is I that think a thing it is. That exists?
I haven't seen anyone play it. I don't really know what it's about. Mm-hmm. All I know is that if it occurs after the continuity of the game, like after I beat it and just swing it around, it'd be really awkward if she tries to get with me and I accept. Yeah. Because I'm back with MJ now.
No, I don't think they would. I like, you know, they know the main game is going to end one way. Maybe there's, like, a secret, like, relationship value meter. And if you don't, like, if you drop it, like, too low by just screwing things up somehow, then, you know, you actually do just go hang out with Miles. she's like, hilarious. Okay, well, I gotta go. And then credits. But you don't really get, this is not a game in which you have dialogue choices, and that's for the best, because you're playing as a specific guy who just is already the way he is, you know, but I don't really know what that would add. But anyway, like, I have more affection for Black Cat, one, because I think it was just pretty bold for them to just be like, hey, let's make Catwoman. I mean, I know that happens all the time on both sides of, constantly. You know, the two comic book titans, but, yeah, I don't know. Black Cat's cool. Someone else who swings is cool. And is like, hey, man, you know, we've got superpowers. We should be better at having fun. And that's, like, the temptation of, like... Because Spider-Man's always like, I need to manage my life. And she's like, I'm going to make it more difficult for you to manage your life. I'm going to show up whenever you're broken up with MJ. and stuff like that. But she had this whole game to show up and didn't do it. So, I'm interested in whatever that DLC is.
I was really
disappointed
that in her side mission, all she was just
go take some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm never going to do any more of these if I don't have to. you don't even get a token.
You get a cool suit.
I believe it. Yeah. It's just the one suit that's locked to... what's the power on that bad boy?
It's black and red. That's it. It looks interesting.
Okay, groovy. Well, that's a fun power. That's better than some of the other powers they give you. Anyway... Let's wrap this one up.
Yeah,
we had a fun time. I always have fun talking about Spider-Man.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And we talked about our, you know, little remixes, and then we just talked just about Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And I think that means we got nothing else.
Oh, so our main episode definitely came out after Stan Lee died, but we recorded it well before. So, you know, if you listen to the main one, Terry, and didn't hear anything about that, like, yeah, we didn't put it together so fast after the event, but, you know, hey, rest in peace, Stan Lee. Like, you see shit popping up on the internet, like, oh, Stan Lee was actually, like, bad man. He stole ideas from people and did, like, bad business things, and I'm like, listen, you know, every businessman probably does bad business things. I don't know that I really care that, like, that seems personal. Like, if he's not a sex monster... I'm okay, like, continuing to be like, that's a guy who wrote some characters who are, like, cool and good.
Even, like, not if he was a sex monster, but just in general, regardless of, like, his general demeanor, like, I never expected that Stan Lee was the nicest human being.
Oh, no.
Because he's successful, and I'm assuming a successful person at that level is kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I know he did, there are some people who he didn't credit for things, and, like, that's comic books. That happens every hour of every
day. Yeah. It's not good, but you... You evaluate the artist and the art.
Yeah.
Like...
And the fact that he created, or helped, or at the very least pushed the creation of a world so heavy and rich that it stemmed this new, like, focused genre in media, I'm not gonna hate on that. Like, shit, I love superheroes. He was a big part of making that mainstream, and I can't knock anyone for that.
And, I mean, he was always like, you know... You gotta punch the racists. Hey, kids, you don't be a racist, you gotta punch them. And, like, you know, he was pretty heavy-handed about everything whenever Marvel tried anything like that. But, like, you know, they were, like, writing comics about stuff that they didn't want you to be writing comics about. Like, I don't mind that at all. Like, I definitely don't think,
He might be a dick, but he's not a racist.
Yeah, Exactly. You take what you can get in this sort of situation. So, hey, rest in peace. Not that, like, you know, I heard about her and I was like, eh, that's kind of a bummer. It's not like I'm crying or anything, but...
I mean, he was a great... he was an interesting person who did a lot of great mm-hmm. things for the world, I suppose, and in a sense of creativity. But also, he was ancient.
Yeah. Like, oh, it was time. Yeah. We'd seen it coming. Like, it's going to be weird that for the next 6 years, we're going to continue to see his cameos that they filmed way ahead of time.
Yeah. That's an interesting, leftover memento to the world. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, remember how I'm dead?
I'm not gone yet.
I wish I could leave something like that after my death. Just like, hey, I died, guys, but here's something that's just going to keep happening until, I don't know, 2395.
Yep.
We're going to extend our lives quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad he didn't make it in time. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, we're not going to get into the life extension debate on here. So, rest in peace, Stan Lee, and not in a euphemism, just in a literal sense, rest in peace, listeners.
That sounds ominous, Coop.
Good night.
God damn it.